KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, fire units were dispatched Saturday morning to a residential structure fire on Stony Brook Drive in the city of Ione. Toned out around 11:45, the first arriving units found heavy fire showing from the front living room area and kitchen in the single-story, single-family dwelling. Crews began an aggressive fire attack and were able to quickly knock down the fire and contain it to two rooms with extensive smoke damage to the rest of the home. Additional units assisted and with extensive mop-up and overhaul of the house. There were no injuries and the cause of fire not suspicious but under investigation. Damage has been estimated at $200,000. A total of 14 fire units and 25 fire personnel responded to the incident, including City of Ione, Jackson Valley, Mule Creek, Sutter Creek, Amador Fire, Plymouth Battalion 20, Buena Vista Casino Fire, Ione PD, and the American Legion.
Well, PG&E and all California utilities plan to continue shutting off power to customers during dry and windy conditions to prevent sparking deadly wildfires. Their 2020 plans are now in the hands of the CPUC, as required by the state after devastating wildfires blamed on the utility. Now, CPUC is the California Public Utilities Commission. Well, the companies have outlined ways to shorten outages by targeting smaller areas to avoid widespread blackout. PG&E officials have vowed that outages would be, quote, smaller in scope and shorter in duration, and would lessen overall impacts of shutoffs while working to keep customers and communities safe during times of severe weather and high wildfire risk. Now, last fall, the company was heavily criticized for not taking a more targeted approach in their shutoffs. Although the work proposed should help decrease the need for power outages over time, PG&E admitted it will remain a necessity in extreme fire danger. The company has also expanded its wildfire mitigation plan to enhance the company's existing community wildfire safety program, which is designed to address the growing threat of extreme weather across its service area, as well as wildfire. The plan calls for expanded trimming of vegetation that can cause a fire when it strikes electrical equipment, and to fortify power lines, making them less likely to produce sparks or become vulnerable to fire damage.
And surveillance video has revealed the identity of a burglar who stole from student lockers at Bret Harte High School. On Thursday, a search warrant was served at a home on the 300 block of South Main Street in Angels Camp. The warrant was granted after a police officer identified 21-year-old Brooke Hines on school security footage. In the video, Hines is spotted jumping a fence to gain access to the locker area, then stealing numerous items from several student lockers. According to Angels Camp police, the stolen property was found at the woman's home, including the discovery of illegal drugs. After the recovery of the evidence, Hines was booked into the Calaveras County Jail and charged with burglary, possession of stolen property, and possession of a controlled substance.
Well, crews will work along several roads in Calaveras County this week as part of the tree mortality program. Beginning today and continuing through Friday, crews will remove dead trees along Sheep Ranch, Pennsylvania Gulch, Dunbar, 4th Street, Oak Circle, Pine Drive, and Armstrong Road. There will be temporary lane and road closures, but they won't exceed 20 minutes. Be prepared for activity in those areas throughout the week.
And Amador's Interfaith Food Bank is reaching out for help. According to the director of the food bank, Beth Stanton, they're in desperate need of bags to package food. While any bag is acceptable, the organization would prefer any paper or plastic bags to be donated. To donate, you can drop off bags during operational hours, Monday through Friday, 11 to 3. Otherwise, you can leave them at the docking station at the Sutter Hill Thrift Store. If you'd like more information, give Beth a call later this morning at 267-9006.
And Volcano Theater Company's 2020 Save Our Stage campaign is underway as they're trying to raise money for a new stage and facilities at the theater company in Volcano. Now, they're trying to raise a lot of money, folks. You can donate to the cause, or you can purchase a boxed lunch for Valentine's Day. They're going to have boxed lunches with turkey and cheese, or just turkey, or lettuce wraps, turkey or turkey and cheese. $15 for the boxed lunches. They'll be delivered on Valentine's Day to your place of business or to one you choose for another here in Amador County. But these orders must be received by today. So you need to contact Volcano Theater Company online or at 418-56-50.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, you can always visit our website at kvgcradio.com.